Thank you, Mr. Pippi. It's not really a sermonette. All it is just a few comments for the video, actually see the video itself. Because what actually happened was that somebody asked specifically for this video to be played, and then when somebody found out that it was to be played, they made the comment that sometimes it's a bit discouraging watching what actually went on years ago. In fact, it should be something which you find encouraging as to what has actually been done. And really it is this case that we should be encouraged by what was done, recognise where we are, and that's what I'd like to do really just before the video, is to make sure that we do recognise where we are now. And also this stage is temporary. This stage is temporary. It's going to be closed, it will be finished, and we'll be into the actual world tomorrow in a very few years from now. But what we'll be seeing is the fulfilment of Matthew 24:14. I mean, you know, this gospel will be preached in all the world as a witness, and then the end will come. And therefore, if that has been finished, the end is here. But the thing is, we didn't recognize certain things that had to take place. Things like Daniel 12 about the shattering that took place. Just out of interest, turn over to Revelation 10. Just a couple of scriptures just before the video. Just to remind ourselves of what actually took place. But in Revelation chapter 10, it says in verse 10, "And I took the little book out of the angel's hands and ate it up. It is in my mouth as sweet as honey, and as soon as I'd eaten it, my belly was bitter." Now, that ties in with Ezekiel 3. And he's talking to Israel, and it was a message that went to Israel. Mr. Armstrong took that message to Israel, but it was sweet in his mouth. The message itself was sweet, but it was bitter because it was going to be several years before it actually was fulfilled. But then he says, "And he said to me, 'You must prophesy again before many peoples and nations, tongues and kings.'" Now, Mr. Armstrong went to kings and went to emperors and rulers of this world with a message, and this again fulfills this verse here, but there's no chapter break here. And so what we find ourselves in today is, "There was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, said, 'Rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein.'" That's the time that we're in at the moment. So the time that we're witnessing here, the fact that it has actually been done says that, okay, fine, we're now moving on. We're moving on to the next stage. And the next stage is very, hopefully, very, very much shorter. And we were moving on, therefore, to the prelude to the world tomorrow. Turn back to Isaiah chapter 52. Because, quite frankly, this stage that we're in today isn't going to go on forever. It's going to go on for a certain length of time. It's interesting that when you look at the certain of the epistles, Romans, 1 Corinthians, Colossians, if you go to the end there, you'll find that they were meeting in houses, much as we're doing today, but they didn't have the internet. But the work has been small. What we're witnessing in the video tonight is something which is an aberration as to what the work has been in the two millennia since Christ's time. But eventually, this time that we're in today, the shattering that we're in, is going to come to an end. And I want you to notice what it actually says here in Isaiah 52, verse 7. It says, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that brings good tidings, that is to publish his peace, that brings good tidings of good and publishes salvation." Now people think, okay, that's talking about preaching the gospel to the world. Well, just keep reading. That says, "To Zion your God reigns." It's talking to the church. And so in that context, it goes on, it says, "Your watchmen," that's the church's watchmen, "shall lift up their voice, with a voice together shall they sing." Now we're not seeing that at the moment, the church is shattered. But eventually this period will come to an end. Eventually there will be a place of safety. Eventually that will be a prelude to moving into the kingdom itself. When the days of Daniel start, there's a deadline. So what we're witnessing tonight, on the video, should give us great encouragement, because that stage of the work is done. We're in another stage now. The temple is being measured. And we're going to then come into another stage here, or the end of this stage, is that you know, the watchmen shall lift up their voice, with the voice together they shall sing, for they shall see eye to eye when the Eternal shall bring again Zion. Now who's bringing it? It is the Eternal who brings that Zion, brings the church together again. And that will take place. And it will take place just before the fleeing. I mean, the church flees as one single group. It is being pursued into the wilderness as a single group. So we should be taking great encouragement from that. Break forth into joy. Sing together, you waste places of Jerusalem. For the Eternal has comforted his people. He's redeemed Jerusalem. The Eternal has made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations. And all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of their God. This will come. And so I just thought I'd just give those few words before we actually watch the video, just in case somebody is a little discouraged at the fact that we look at all the work that was being done at that time and look at how little really we would be doing comparatively today. We shouldn't be like that. That was a particular period of time. It was a particular period of time that the gospel had to go to the world as a witness. We're in a different time now. But in fact, the temple is being measured. It's being assessed. I'm not even sure, quite frankly, whether God himself yet knows who will form that temple, who is ready to form that temple, or who needs to have a little bit of extra training within the tribulation. Because that's really partly what is involved. And so it is the next stage that we're in. And that stage will be short. It'll come to an end. And that when it does come to an end, then the watchman will see eye to eye when the Eternal brings again Zion. And then we're in the home stretch, days of Daniel, and we're in the home stretch right into the kingdom itself. So be encouraged as you watch the film tonight.